Let's go on to Nancy from Redmond. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a daughter-in-law, and she has a syndrome called POTS, P-O-T-S. Are
yes,
you familiar
ma'am.
At all with that?
Yes, ma'am. Postural Orthopedic Tachycardia Syndrome, which just means you stand up and your heart beats fast. They should have said it in English.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and she's had it for years, and it's getting worse, and she's got now some panic attacks because she worries so much about getting it in public. She called 911 a lot. I just wondered, do you have any way of referring a physician that would deal with that to her? She's in Ohio, but they're willing to move wherever they need to get some help.
Okay, ma'am. Before I do give you a way to get that referral, can you tell me, does she have lower than usual blood pressure?
Well, it goes up high when she has the attack.
Of course it does. But what I mean is the rest of the time, what is it?
So. I mean, when she gets up in the morning, she has to be really careful and drink some water with salt in it.
And what happens if she doesn't drink the water with salt?
Then her heart starts palpitating and she's really very weak.
Okay, ma'am. Look at this just may be as obvious as it sounds. When a person has weak adrenal glands, and women have weak adrenal glands 6 to 7 times more often than men, it's not fair, but that's nature, and the Seattle City Council can't do anything about it being unfair and unbalanced. That's just the way nature is. Women have weak adrenal glands 6 to 7 times more often than men do. All right, when a woman has weak adrenal glands, that means her adrenal, and specific part of the adrenal glands that's weak is the part that makes cortisol. And cortisol, what that does is it helps us against any kind of stress, including standing up. But if our bodies aren't making enough cortisol, then the other part of the adrenal glands that makes adrenaline, which is real exciting and makes your heart go fast, the adrenaline has to kick into action. And when it kicks into action, it's like pulling the emergency zip cord on the train. The whole thing goes shuddering to a halt. Well, what's shuddering here, ma'am, is out comes all this adrenaline. Our heartbeats like go like crazy, and we get anxious and so forth. This, I'm getting excited, is so typical that I can't imagine why the doctors have missed that. And one of the things to do is to find out if you've got weak adrenal glands. And if you do, it is quite safe, and I'm going to underline safe, to start on a low dose of identical to natural cortisol for making up, which makes up for what your own adrenal glands aren't doing. And if you make up for that, gee whiz golly, you can now stand up and you don't have to worry about that adrenaline rush that's coming out on you and giving you a heartbeat problem. Ma'am, this is so typical, darn it, in women. Not the whole POTS syndrome, but the business of weak adrenals, and here comes the adrenaline rush, and it can give them anxiety and give them rapid heartbeat, can give them a regular heartbeat and so forth. Okay, where in Ohio does she live?
She's in nearby Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. There's a Dr. Terry Chappell, who is in a town that's spelled like the church, except maybe there's two P's. And he's in a town that's north and west of Columbus. So let me see just for a moment here. Can I find the man? He's been doing this for years, and he would know just what to do. No, it can't. So here's how you can find him. You go to all the W's in acam.org. acam.org. Check under Find a Physician. Put in her zip code. You're going to have to go to at least 100-mile radius and click. And probably Dr. Chappell's name will come up. But if it doesn't, call back to Homa Clinic. Ask for my assistant. Say you couldn't find the man. And we will find him for you, ma'am.
Oh, that'd be great. Then would you also know of anybody in this area in case we need to have them come and live with us so while she gets over this thing?
Well, ma'am, all of us docs know at Tahoma Clinic know how to handle this if that's what it is. And there's a very simple test that will tell you if that's what it is. And this test can be self-ordered, except your insurance won't cover it. It will be covered if it's ordered by a doctor. Anyway, it's just called an adrenal steroid analysis. Adrenal steroid analysis, one has to collect all the urine for 24 hours, goes in a big old jug, but you don't have to mail the whole big jug anywhere. The jug is marked on the side with 10 cc's, 50 cc's, 100 cc's, whatever, and you just write down what the urine level rose to. Maybe it was more likely 300 or 400 cc's. You write that down on a piece of paper and then pour a little bit of the urine in a test tube, mail off to the laboratory, and the turnaround time on that is about 8 to 10 days. Now, you do. It would be good if you don't, or if you're not familiar with those tests, to have a doctor look at it, but the doctor can tell just by looking at it whether you've got weak adrenals or not.
Okay, and it's called adrenal urine?
Steroid. Analysis? Steroid.
Oh, steroid, okay. And then this, doing identical cortisol, is that a prescription or is that in a health food store?
No, unfortunately, it has to be by prescription. One can overdose on it, so anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah, one can.
Well, she needs a doctor anyway to help her out.
Well, I found out what was the matter when I was looking for him. It's two P's and two L's, CHAPPELL, and I forgot that part. And he's in Bluffton, Ohio.
Bluffton?
Yep, and the website says that's 419-358-4627.
4627. Oh, great. Thank you so much. One more quick question for you. We're going to India next month, and we're told we need to have an oral form of typhoid shot, I guess, the oral form. Is that something you would recommend we get before we go?
I'd have to look that up, ma'am, the typhoid shot. A lot of it depends on how many contaminants may be in the shot. So many of those shots have contaminants in them, but I'd have to look it up. I can't tell you right away.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thank you so very much. They will be my daughter-in-law and husband will be very thrilled to find out this information. We'll get her some help. Thank you.
Oh, yes, and it, you're welcome, ma'am. And it's so sad, but it seems, and I mean, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but it seems obvious what the problem is.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad it's an easier fix than we thought. Then. Great. All
yep.
right. Let's hope that fits. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so very much. Okay,
you're welcome.
Bye-bye.